7335 northbound 122 in Market.
7335, how can I help you?
Looking for some future advice here. I got a duel on board with approximately 9 bags of luggage, taking up a full 9 seats. The question I have is, if and when I have two ADA mobility devices requesting a ride, how should I proceed with that? And is it also possible to maybe have a supervisor come and talk to them, because neither of them have ever paid fare in the 3 years I've been driving, nor, and they always take up the excessive space on board.
I copy that. Unfortunately, there's no limit to what people can bring on the bus. The limits are when they are blocking aisles or exit doors. That is something that they cannot do. Give me one second. I'm going to pull up the SOP. I believe the SOP has changed here and there when it comes to people and their belongings. You know, we can't say if or not that they require the ADA area for themselves, but you can always notify a customer that an ADA passenger, for example, one with a mobility device that needs that area, that they need to vacate it so that that person can use that area for getting transported. The best we can do is ask them. If they refuse, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do when it comes to that.
Okay. Yeah, right now they have one whole side of the ADA plus two extra rows behind it of where they're sitting plus all their luggage. So it's a total of 9 seats. So I was just curious, because it takes two of them 2 trips to board all of their luggage and belongings. If I get any ADAs on this trip, I will roll with that and go from there. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm sorry that the answers ain't better for that. I can understand the frustration there. I definitely use your buttons. If an ADA passenger has to be passed up, do that. You know, make sure you press that so they can notify your follower. Same thing with capacity. Make sure you're just using your buttons so that you're protecting yourself. In case there are call-ins or complaints as to why, but this as well is recorded too, so you know, if you express your concern there, but if you have these passengers that get on at the same stop, same area, you can definitely let your manager know, and a supervisor can meet up at some point with them if they're getting on and off near the same area.
Alrighty, sounds good. You're breaking up a little bit, so alright. You have a good rest of your day. I did get most of that transmission, so yeah. Like I said, you have a good rest of your day, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, if you want to give us a call up here on your break, and I can explain it to you better, but I'll leave you on your way so you can get going. We'll be clear at 808.